This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1627. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 25th, Australia, Bahamas, Bermuda, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Syria, Taiwan, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ian Baxter in Australia says, Radio Simban has been off shortwave for a while. The good news is that it should return in about a week from July 25th. That's the Greek ethnic station near Sydney on 2368.5 kHz. After a rather lackluster summer sporadic east season, according to many, in eastern North America, there was a big multi-hour opening on July 24th. Extending into the Caribbean, David Pierce in Virginia was hearing a classical music format station in Nassau, Bahamas on 98.1. Can't seem to find it listed and not sure of the call letters. Also reporting to WTFDA, Fred Nordquist in South Carolina was also getting FMDX from Bermuda all the way to the top of the band, Hot 107.5, as well as Magic 102.7. Plus ZBM on 89.1 and ZFB on 94.9. He's less than 900 miles from Bermuda, just about ideal skip distance when it happens. A Brazilian on 4765 has been reactivated. It had been off since December of 09, says Anker Peterson of DSWCI, first reported by Pedro F. Arunatigi in Peru. July 17th at 2325 to midnight 5 UT. Seemed to be coming from Pará, and that would mean Radio Rural in Santarém. He didn't get an ID at first. Also heard on the 19th from 22:45 to midnight 14, and on the 20th in the morning from 09:35 to 10:34 when he did get an ID as Radio Rural. Also reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, July 18th at 9:30 to 10:10 with rapidly spoken Portuguese, but he did not hear an ID at that time either. There's also a signal at 23:45 to midnight 30 when it might have been Tajikistan. Radio Nacional da Amazonia 11780 Brazil was reported to have installed new equipment to improve the sound quality, but I'm afraid it's quite the contrary. It was rather overmodulated and distorted, producing rough sidebands when I tuned by July 24th at 0502 on 11780, and not much better a few minutes later on the parallel 6180. Brazilian monitors agree that the sound is horrible and terrible, respectively. Cássio Santos and Edison Bacorni Jr. It's worse when they're playing music than when they're talking. The main transmitter site of Radio Bulgaria is reported to have been demolished. However, there was another lesser site which may still exist, Kostenbrod near Sofia. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel says, there may still be HF from Bulgaria instead of Radio Bulgaria, brokered programs via Spaceline. That's a company that's existed for a few years, and they have been granted their own abbreviation in HFCC SPC. They have connections with the Armenia transmitter site, and that could explain why some of the Brother Scare relays were reported to have moved away to Armenia to somewhere else, to a site called SIE. Those three letters are also within the name Spaceline. Another possible customer via Bulgaria, if not Armenia, is IRRS, which has never made public the transmitter sites it uses. Wade Smith in New Brunswick sends a CTV Atlantic story of July 23rd that seven staff from three radio stations in St. John, New Brunswick, CFBC 930, Big John FM, and K100, are on strike. In fact, July 23rd was day 29th for the strike against the Maritime Broadcasting System by seven on-air and other employees on the picket line. They've been trying to get a resolution, but since their union was certified over a year ago, for the past 11 months, they've been trying to negotiate a contract with no success. And also a Canadian Press story that the striking staff workers are starting their own online station, and they're calling it RadioFreeSt.John.fm. As always, when speaking of New Brunswick, spell out S-A-I-N-T. As of July 25th, the new Colombian shortwave station, Salem Stereo, or as they pronounce it, Salen Stereo, is still missing from 14950.75 variable. I emailed the director and asked him what the problem was and got a reply as of July 22nd saying there were problems with their shortwave transmission equipment, but God willing, in about 10 days we shall return to the air. So keep listening to 14950. On certain days it checks out okay, but on at least 3 days during the past week, the Cariari Costa Rica relay transmitter of Radio Exterior de España on 17850 was totally out of order, extremely distorted, and putting out a spur field covering most of the 16-meter band, such as July 20th at 1953. I could hear the spikes all the way down to 17725 and way above the band to 18215, which includes an amateur radio band. It seems the fundamental was forcing modulation to ooze out around the edges, and it's probably the same unit which behaves likewise periodically from 9630 at night. I ask, why are there not any reports from other DXers and SWLs? Do they just ignore this when it happens? Why is there not any awareness of this by REE, and why don't they fix it? Why are there no complaints that we know of from professional monitors such as the ITU? And why are there no complaints from countless other stations affected by this horrible interference? Could it be that absolutely no one cares but me? It's always something wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, although seldom as severe as that. If I were to go into detail, it would probably take most of the program. I do go into detail each week with what I've monitored out of order from RHC in DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. Lately, the transmitter on 9540 in the mornings has been producing a big, blobby, dirty spur below that frequency on 9525, 9503, or most recently on 9515, which of course interferes with other stations such as Indonesia. That's before 1500 UT. In his monthly Chasqui DX report for July, Pedro F. Ronategui in Peru reports Ecuador's Radio Buen Pastor in Loja on 4814.96, July 22nd from 10:55 to 11:45. Mentioning their FM frequency, 92.9. And another Ecuadorian is active on 60 meters, Radio Oriental in Napo. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports it signing on at 1100 UT, July 19th, on 4781.5. Also apparently heard by Andy Lavendel in Italy, 4781.6 variable, July 24th. From 23:30 until sign-off at midnight UT with Andean music. Via Walter Eibel, ADX, via Wolfgang Büschel, here's the word from Horst Rosiak at HCJB in Ecuador about their site change for their broadcast on 11920. Effective August 1st, it'll be on the air from 22:45 to midnight 45 or 0115. The end time is not clear, because the half hour in German, which had been on a separate frequency at the same time, is being merged into this same single broadcast, which will move from Chile to Germany as the transmitter site, Wertachtel. He says the reason they're leaving Chile is that it's getting very old, the equipment there, and becoming unreliable with technical outages. They wanted to go to French Guiana, but that was too expensive. And the tests in the first week of July were not from French Guiana, as first publicized, but Wertachtel Germany, which will become their permanent new site starting August 1st. It's believed the schedule then on 11920 will be the first 15 minutes at 22:45 in the Indian language Kulina as at present, then German from 23 to 23:30, followed by Portuguese. Over the past week, I've confirmed by monitoring what Radio Cairo is really doing for its three sesqui hours in English. At 21:15 to Europe, they have moved to 11890. At 2300 to North America, they've moved to 9965, both with the usual severe undermodulation problems most of the time. The final broadcast, starting at 0200, has remained on 9315 and not moved to 9720, as was expected. Meanwhile, they continue in Arabic on 9305, often with extreme noisy spurs and hardly any modulation. And when not in English, 9965 is also quite distorted, but not putting out spurs. On Friday, July 21st, from 1852 past 1900, I was hearing a strong DRM signal centered on 15175. It was much stronger than Nigeria on 15120. Nothing listed on any of the schedules for a DRM broadcast. Seichi Hasegawa has the answer from Japan. This was jamming of the DRM type for the clandestine to Ethiopia Badr Radio, BADR, which in fact is scheduled from 1830 to 19 UT on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. So I was listening again the next day, Saturday, at that time, and this time the DRM was centered on 15170. And according to the Aoki listing, the clandestine jumps around 5 kilohertz anywhere from 15150 to 15180. And it seems the DRM jamming from Ethiopia follows it. I could hear a very weak AM signal in the middle of the DRM, which should have been a clue that it was jamming and not an official DRM broadcast. I suppose if one tried to receive it in DRM, there would not be anything intelligible or visible. Could the Ethiopians at least put a tag on it? Gotcha, Badr. This clandestine is promoting Islam. Badr Radio is being brokered by TDP, which happens to be a big promoter of DRM. Rather ironic that they're being victimized by this technology. And other promoters of DRM should be ashamed that they're making it available for jamming. For a few weeks, World of Radio has been aired Saturdays at 0630 UT on 7265 via Hamburger Local Radio in Germany, in Gehren. Now it's confirmed by Thomas Völkner that they intend to keep broadcasting our program at that time, Saturdays at 0630, following new letters on the air at 0600 and their welcoming reception reports to evaluate shortwave propagation. I assume the original time for World of Radio on Hamburger LR, which is Tuesdays at 0930, will continue on 5980. Ramadan is now underway, and we have it to thank for the reactivation of RRI Makassar, Indonesia, discovered July 23rd by Ron Howard in California, 50 hertz below 4750. He says that it was last heard in October of 2011. Now there's a decent reception as early as 0930, when it's too early for China or Bangladesh to interfere very much. Until 1017, he says, the program was mostly recitations of the Quran. It's usually a single voice, of course, but from 1002 to 1006, there was something not often heard, communal recitations. And he's still hearing it on July 24th and 25th, also reported by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, July 25th at 1218 in Indonesian. In the NASFA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was hearing an unscheduled broadcast in Turkish from Iran before and after 0100 UT, July 21st, on 9650. Well, if we check the latest HFCC registrations, it is scheduled, and with the dates lasting only 1 month, starting July 20th. That means it's a special broadcast inspired by Ramadan. I found a number of others in the HFCC schedule at various times between 1930 and 0330 UT from Kamalabad or Sirjan, Iran, in other languages besides Turkish, namely Azeri, Kurdish, and Tajik. The details are in, of course, DX Listening Digest 12-30 via worldofradio.org. This is World of Radio number 1627. Your contributions always welcome to keep us going via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to woradio@yahoo.com, or by U.S. funds check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. I should point out that those additional Ramadan broadcasts from Iran are timed for the hours before sunrise in the target areas, when observant Muslims are, of course, loading up on calories to get them through a day of fasting. It's well before sunrise in Turkey, which is around 0242 UT currently in Ankara. Seems to me they might have waited one more hour to do this. That is also the rationale for one of the All India radio stations to go on the air earlier in the mornings. Although there are almost exactly as many Muslims in India as there are in Pakistan, we only know of one AIR station doing this, and that's the one in Kashmir. 4949.987, says Wolfgang Büschel, July 20th at 2200 with an extended service for Ramadan. Joe Jacob also reported this. It's scheduled at 2145 to 2245 UT, although the times may vary somewhat. Anyhow, it also gives them a better chance to be heard further westward into Europe. I believe they go off the air and then come back on a bit later at their normal morning sign-on time. Anker Petersen in Denmark was also getting this with sufficient reception on exactly 4950, signing on at 2143, July 21st, including string music in the background. And a man and woman discussing and shouting at 2146. KCBS, North Korea, is still active on the way out of band frequency, 2850. I barely heard it last winter, so I was very pleased to hear it this summer, July 20th at 11:15. A poor signal, but enough to overcome the high noise level here, and I could instantly recognize the extremely emotional put-on style in Korean and their choral music. This was about a quarter hour before local sunrise. One of the Mexican medium wave stations I often hear around sunrise is XEDP, La Ranchera de Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. They put in quite a big signal. I could easily believe it's 50 kilowatts, although it's listed as only 5 or maybe 7 kilowatts on 710. Friday, July 20th at 11:24, they were not in Spanish, but in Low German, a preacher talking about the Bible, for a few more minutes until they went back into Spanish. I listened at the same time the next day, Saturday, but there was no Low German segment. That, of course, is for the Mennonite community in Chihuahua, which we've also heard on some other commercial stations. Doug Smith, WTFDA, has a correction to some of the info we quoted last week about the new digital television policy in Mexico. He thought they were saying that it would be limited to channels 7 through 51. However, he says someone more fluent in Spanish points out this is not the case. Low-band VHF, channels 2 to 6, are discouraged, as are channels 38 to 51, but they are not prohibited. Furthermore, not all the current stations are on the list of those being required to convert. For example, XHPN channel 3 in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, is not on the list, so it might be allowed to remain analog indefinitely. Still no chance this far east in the summer to hear the English half hour from the new Myanmar station on 7110 Tazin Radio. But at Asilo Mar State Beach in California, Ron Howard can easily hear it, starting at 1430 UT, July 19th. They give an idea as Tazin Radio in Pien O Luin. Thank you for listening to our third English transmission on 7.11 megahertz, which of course is not supposed to be a broadcast band anymore. Then they presented the Everly Brothers. Voice of Nigeria is apparently employing both its transmitters and transmitter sites at 0800UT. Terry Kruger in Florida reports 9689.90, July 22nd, signing on at 0759, a big overmodulated carrier with their drum interval signal, false starts, and then into the Hausa language. But on the very same date, at the same time, Torsten Hallman in Germany was hearing Nigeria on 15120 AM in English at 0800 to 0900. Or rather at 0858, they announced the correct frequency and changed to 9690, presumably for more English. Gary Drew in South Harts was also hearing 15120 in English at 0825 July 24th. A terrible hum on the modulation, but a great signal. The Heifer beacon, which sends nothing but the letters OK over and over in CW, and is believed to be not far from me in northern Oklahoma, has been reactivated. Caught by Ken Zicke in Michigan, Mayor Tipsheet, on 3449.9, July 14th at 0739. Then I could also hear it at 1145, July 22nd. Still audible at 1312, but not at 1352. Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa is also hearing it. He says he was able to pick it up all afternoon between 1700 and 2230 UT, so it must not be too far from Tulsa with only milliwatts during summer daytime conditions. More about these Heifer beacons you can find at hfunderground.com. Ron Howard reports that the Papua New Guinea stations continue to be quite active on 90 meters with protracted election results, including the ones just reactivated 3345 and 3385, as well as the brand new frequency 6040. Ian Baxter in New South Wales has more info on that. NBC have put Radio Central 10 kilowatt NEC transmitter on 6040 for the election period. That's the frequency formerly used by Alotau. It is now located at the usual Port Moresby medium wave and short wave site. He says it's usually weak in Australia and even weak in Port Moresby. My reception of another 10 kilowatt transmitter on 3345 is much stronger. He says log 6040 while you can. It won't be around for long. However, Ian Baxter also forwards some rare good news about Papua New Guinea to the Shortwave Sites Group about the future plans of NBC. In Port Moresby, they're looking for a new 25-kilowatt transmitter to replace the aging and dilapidated 100-kilowatt unit that used to operate NBC National Radio on 4890 and 9675. Maybe they'll be back on shortwave in a year or two. The brand new Peruvian shortwave station we mentioned last week in Chasuta on 4810 OAW9A is now on the air testing. Wayne Borthwick, the engineer who helped set it up, says they first started broadcasting during the daytime on July 20th. And then the following days, the name for it emerged. They chose Radio Logos, L-O-G-O-S, which is also the name of a shortwave station in Bolivia. It was soon picked up by Williams Lopez in Venezuela around 0300 UT, July 23rd, and he made a recording. They were signing off with the Peruvian national anthem. Thanks to Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia for sending that on, and then he heard it himself, July 24th at 2330 on 4809.9, with preaching in a vernacular language and some hymns. Bruce Portzer in Seattle thinks he may have caught them signing on July 24th at 11:14. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports it at 0100 UT, July 24th. And Bob Wilkner in Florida at 0900 to 916 on July 25th. In Hardcore DX, Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg reports Radio Rwanda 6055. July 15th at 2035 in vernacular with a Gitaramo program, a man and woman talking and singing. GITARAMO, is a cultural tradition of sharing stories, song, and dance while sitting around a warm fire. I wonder if Solomon Islands is still on the air following the earthquake near Honiara July 24th. On July 15th, Wolfgang Büschel measured them on 5019.877 Radio Happy Isles in English at 0930 to 1000 via remote receiver in Queensland. Alan Pennington found a story in the Somaliland Sun of July 5th that a 100-kilowatt radio transmitter is to be installed in Hargeisa. Unfortunately, the story never makes clear whether it's to be on shortwave or medium wave, but it's coming from China with Chinese technicians. It might be on the air sometime in August. Radio Damascus, Syria has been off shortwave recently, as they say on their website. However, Tariq Zaidan in Cairo heard the English broadcast at 2000 on medium wave 936, July 19th. And there have been some other changes to their broadcasting schedule. Chris Greenway notes that the website radio-damascus.net said as of July 22nd they would be off shortwave 9330 until resuming on July 29th. Chris Janssen in Belgium, a longtime booster of Syria and Radio Damascus, has been in contact with a friend at the RTV Syria building in Damascus who says there has been no damage so far, they're off the air as a precaution. Since July 19th, every night we've checked the 0400 broadcast of Radio Taiwan International via WYFR on 7570 has been in the wrong language, English instead of Spanish. Harry Brooks in Northeast England tells us the National Radio Company of Ukraine has a new website. Bookmarks are now redirected to the new site. Unfortunately, there are no podcasts of Radio Ukraine International on the audio on demand page, just Ukrainian songs. The live streaming URL for the NRCU4 program still works. The new site is radioukr.com.ua. Harold Froge in Michigan reports he's finally heard, for the first time after many, many checks, the TV audio relay from KOVR in Stockton, California on 26110 FM around 1500 UT, July 18th. Rene Tetra in Pennsylvania tells us that World of Radio on one of our valued webcasting stations is moving from one channel to another. Saturdays at 1200 UT, you can now hear us on www.theclassicalchannel.com. Harold Froge in Michigan and I noticed that KJES New Mexico has finally achieved frequency accuracy. Right on 11715.0, sometimes audible at various times between 13 and 16 UT. However, WTJC in North Carolina is way off frequency. As noted by Stephen Wood, Wolfgang Büschel, and myself, approximately 9367.7. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 23rd, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on the 28th and 29th, down to 5 and 2 starting August 5th. Solar flux peaking at 130, August 4th to 6th. And that's World of Radio number 1627. Glenn Hauser, hoping you enjoyed the show and will hear me again next week.